Are you on the RCR mailing list? Never miss a beat of the news and hard-hitting stories you've come to know and love. Stay in the loop. Visit realitycheck.radio/email.
You're listening to The True Speaker Show with Tobias Tahi, the replay edition on RCR, Reality Check Radio. Send us your feedback to inbox@realitycheck.radio.
Truth is here, the truth is here. Truth is here, the truth is here. Truth is here, the truth is here. I said the truth is here, the truth is here. I want.
I wanna be free. Free. Don't wanna be judged. I wanna be me.
I don't care if I offend you. I was here to say
I want.
I hope one day they finally see the truth. God, we need to
know. The truth is here. I want. Truth is here. The truth is here. Truth is here. The truth is here. Truth is here. The truth is here. I said the truth is here. The truth is here. I want.
I want the truth. You can't handle the truth.
Oh, today's show is going to be a big one. I feel I need to add an extra 2 hours onto today's show to cover everything that is going on in my upoko, my head, because what a week we just saw. It's had it all from division, race baiting, confused perspectives, narratives painted to suit an agenda, from all sides of the equation, I might add. Right through to the beautiful signs of unity, kotahitanga, harmony, aroha, love, a movement of people who I absolutely love to see. And in my brief attendance at the Hikoi in Kirikiri Roa, Hamilton, it was powerful. We often talk about anger, division, violence, and this nation going to hell in a handbasket, but what I saw and felt at the Hikoi was the complete opposite. I guess that's the polarity of things or a result of the war on our minds, but being on the ground at the Hikoi certainly painted a different picture than what the social media narratives are. I'm going to, throughout today's show, speak on a few elements of the Hikoi, and I will try and place my bias aside because we all know I love te ao Māori, I love our people, and my personal perspective is Māoridom is a way forward for all people. I will, however, respect that some don't see it that way. So on today's show, I will try and speak from a few different angles, which will also be my personal whakaaro perspective. But hey, this is my show, so I'm here to speak my thoughts, not echo what you want to hear. But I ask you also to listen to me without your bias, please. If you have just tuned in, of course, my name is Tobias Tahi. This is the Truth Speaker Music Show for Reality Check Radio, RCR. Don't forget, 2057 is that text. Or you can email inbox@realitycheck.radio because I'm sure my perspective will spark your mind today. But hey, I am talking in a energy and from a place of love and respect. So let's not get it too worked up between each other on this one. But today's show is going to be a goodie. I think my first kōrero needs to be spoken on the division that is being created. Now some will say act are dividing. Some will say te pāti Māori are dividing. Some say the Hikoi is full of hatred, anger, division. Now in regard to the political divide, that's the whole purpose of politics. Of course both parties are dividing. That is the game. That is the political purpose. To divide and conquer from both sides. We can't call out one and not call out the other. The key here is to not allow that to create a humanity divide, because politics is division. The definition is division, in my opinion. But the trick is, or the key is, to not allow humanity division caused by political party division. For those who say the Hikoi is divisive, I saw anything other than division. I saw Māori, non-Māori, gay, straight, Indian, Pakistani, whoever, whatever nationality, African, English, American, it doesn't matter the nationality, everybody was there, together, talking, walking, laughing, smiling. I stood and chimed in and listened to multiple conversations between people who didn't like the Hikoi, didn't understand it. yet respectfully engaged in conversation with the people attending. It was beautiful to see. One corridor that I was actually, I did jump in and have a quick chat and then sort of step back a bit because respectfully it was somebody else's corridor, but they didn't come to an agreement. They didn't see eye to eye at the end of it, but they heard each other. They listened and they had a laugh, a handshake afterwards and wished each other well and carried on their day. This is the unseen peace and harmony that is on the ground, that the fans of division won't flame because it goes against the divide and conquer agenda. I saw nothing but absolute love and respect for all on the ground. There's a lot more I could break down, but hey, I have to keep it brief each segment of my show to keep the show flowing, but I'll leave this corridor on division like this. If a politician's goal is to divide, let's say both sides are set out to divide. There's a something pulling them in the background that is flaming the fans of division, and this is all a setup to divide us. Then let's show up together and not be divided. Turn up at places. Have the conversation with the people you disagree with and voice your concerns in a respectful, humane manner. Don't go and do an anti-protest against a protest and just create this crayon-eating special environment that is so inhumane. Turn up and just be like, hey, I'm here to learn. I'm here to hear you. And I've also got some concerns I want to voice because you're a human. I'm a human. Let's talk and not be divided by all of this constant BS that is happening. To say they want us divided and then stay divided, it's insanity. Go and speak to those involved in the hikoi, not on social media where everything is done in a public arena and everyone acts a certain way because it's ego-fueled, knowing that everybody is watching their reply and they're replying in a certain manner because they know their friends are watching. But kanohi kiti kanohi, face to face, especially to Pāti Māori, go and meet with them. Voice your concerns in a humane, civil manner, not in a protesting manner. They're easy to pick up the phone and call and say, hey, can I arrange a meeting? If it means that much to you, or are you just going to be on social media having a whinge because you don't actually care, you just love to bicker and argue. Go and voice your concerns to them in a civil manner and be heard. You may just be surprised how embraced and heard and listened to you that you truly are. If you have just tuned in, you are listening to the Truth Speaker Music Show. My name is Tobias Tahi, and I know today's show's corridor is solely focused on hikoi moti tiriti. But as of recording this show, it is the day after, so it's hot topic right now. But by the time this show airs, we will probably be on to the next hot topic because humans' attention spans suck. Let me know your thoughts. However, 2057 is that text, or you can email inbox at realitycheck.radio. All right, aloha mai. I know everything isn't about te hikoi, and there is a lot more going on in the world, in our nation, but as of recording this show, it is the day after. Therefore, for me personally, it's consumed my everything because I love it. I love seeing people stand up just as much as I love the anti-mandate protest. I love this one. But it's amusing to watch the comparisons though, because everything is circumstantial. As much as I get it, there is at times a double standard, especially with legacy media. It's difficult to join you in that whinge because for a lot of people, the anti-mandate protest was their first taste of activism or a protest. But the whole, the police support this one and didn't support us. The media are supporting this and didn't support us, feels to me a bit, I don't know, like childish tit for tat. There is also, we need to keep in mind, there is also a massive overlap of people, especially Māori, who were at and supported the anti-mandate, who are at and support this hikoi. It's within that overlap that harmony can be found. So let's not get too caught up in the tit for tat, them and us, because that is the divisiveness that the system wants. Some powerful music here today on the Truth Speaker Music Show. My name is, of course, Tobias Tahi, and this is RCR, Reality Check Radio. Don't forget to get those requests in. 2057 is that text, or you can email inbox at realitycheck.radio. All right, now let's jump into some very on-the-surface specifics of the Principles Bill itself. Now, I'm going to be very brief, as I have rinsed this entire show on this kaupapa, and you are probably absolutely sick and tired of the whole hikoi moti tiriti korero by the time this airs. But aroha mai, I've spoken a lot from my heart on this. Now I want to speak from my brain and my wisdom. My understanding is this. Wait, first, on the surface, reading the bill, it reads beautiful. It looks great. But for me, it is not about what is in the bill. It's about what is not in it. And this is David Seymour we are talking about. One of the most strategically manipulative and calculated politicians we have ever had. Don't forget his stand on mandates and vaccinations, and I can hear you all now, but Te Pāti Māori stood for it too. Yes, they did. So my initial issue was the who, David, and I can't and ever won't trust him due to the way he disregarded us, spoke about us, and lied through his teeth after the fact, pretending that he didn't, treating us all like fools without a memory. So the who didn't stack up for me, and the credibility is absolutely zilch. So if there's no credibility regarding the person pushing something, it leads me to be very skeptical of the motive and take a deeper look. Now let's look at the why. Are we really going to think David Seymour is genuinely trying to do something without an ulterior motive, a hidden agenda, or something in the shadows that isn't being seen? Keeping in mind he didn't campaign on this, he never once mentioned any of this until he was in Parliament, which is odd. Now here's the motive. In my humble opinion, the removal of tino rangatiratanga from te tiriti o Waitangi. It is all in the wording, or in this case, the lack of. Now, the removal of specified tino rangatiratanga removes the only aspect of anything, anywhere, and anyone that has the legal capacity to hold the government accountable and to basically be the watchdog over their actions. This is something all people of this nation can stand alongside and with, not just Māori. Because without anything that keeps the dog on the leash, we are left with zero groups who can stand up in a legal sense and in a people's powered space and say, what you're doing is wrong. With something as powerful as Te Tiriti o Waitangi, we have something. It may not be perfect, but it is something. You remove tino rangatiratanga, you remove government accountability, and then we have nothing to push back against the Crown and the government within their jurisdiction. What else do we have? The Ombudsman? How's that ever worked out for anyone? And to all of my hardcore brothers and sisters out there who don't operate in Crown law jurisdiction, I agree, but the Crown does operate there, so we must have a foot in that space to keep them in line. In an ideal world, people power and unity should be enough to keep the Crown government in their place. But that's exactly what the anti-mandate protest was, and look what happened there. Look what's happened to the anti-mandate protest now, the movement. Look at the state of it. And side note, for anyone who saw the River of Freedom movie, you noticed at the end the Kaumātua tent not touched, the Kaumātua not forcefully removed. That's tino rangatiratanga in action. But yes, in an ideal world, we wouldn't need this type of legality crap and people would work in harmony and unity and stand up when things aren't right. But we don't live in an ideal world, clearly. Right now, we live in a chaotic, divided mess. So things like tino rangatiratanga within Te Tiriti o Waitangi are very valuable and the removal is dangerous for future generations to come. Side note, I understand that Te Tiriti is more than just Crown legalities, but I'm using my limited time to speak on that aspect alone here now. So my question has been since day dot, is David removing this, trying to remove this, in order to give the Crown full power over all of us and this nation without any degree of legal resistance? I think yes. And is he trying to open the doors to offshore interests? I think yes. Te Tiriti o Waitangi holds legal protection from offshore corporations, organizations, millionaires, billionaires, from acting in a manner in this nation that isn't okay. Your personal definition of isn't okay will vary, however. but that could be anything from housing developments, political manipulation, mining and raping our land of resources, and potentially turning us into a billionaire's playground and having both the political and physical landscapes changed forever, affecting Maori and non-Maori generations to come. You mix the principles bill with the fast track bill and you have a recipe for disaster when it comes to billion-dollar offshore corporations doing as they please here, as long as they can pay off the right people. Now I want to move on to my next observation, keeping in mind this is all very on the surface and brief, and I'm trying to articulate it all as quickly as I can. David has used Article 1 in an example, stating both the treaty and Te Tiriti versions read, "The New Zealand government have the right to govern over all New Zealanders." The issue is, New Zealand was originally a company and a trade ship, and New Zealanders were not Maori, and Maori were not New Zealanders. So to claim the statement back in 1840 that New Zealanders meant everyone is incorrect, because at the time, back then, not talking now, in 1840, Maori were not seen as New Zealanders. There is a lot of confusion in the semantics. It's very suspicious that David keeps telling people to look at what his bill says, but doesn't mention for people to go and study Te Tiriti or Hei Wakaputanga. Just trust me, bro. Read what I say, not what I'm trying to change and remove. Look over here, not over there. Like I said, for me, it's not what's in the bill, it's what isn't in the bill that I feel will sting everyone in this nation in the future, especially when we look at David's Principle 1. No, sorry, I do not give anyone the right to govern over me. There is so much to it, way past just the principles, Bill, and I could break it all down. The bickering corridor from Hei Wakaputanga, Te Kara o Te Wakamininga 1835 versus Te Tino Rangatiratanga flag versus the New Zealand Corporation flag. I could go into detail about Hei Wakaputanga versus Te Tiriti o Waitangi, or claims a name change to Aotearoa voids Te Tiriti. La-di-da-di-da. I also think it is very unfortunate there is a significant amount of anti-non-Maori rhetoric coming out of the Toitū Te Tiriti corner at times. It is, however, a disappointing response to anti-Maori rhetoric. It's a cycle that only stops if we all stop race-baiting and feeding into it. But I won't hold my breath because look at the state of everyone at the moment. But I will finish today's show with this. Remember the anti-mandate protests and everyone online who wasn't there? They're all saying this, they're saying that, they're making clips, they're creating narratives. All the people that were against us, but they weren't there to see it for themselves. They were painting a negative picture of the anti-mandate occupation because they were convinced it was for something they didn't agree with. The same is happening with the hikoi. People are acting in the same manner as the people you claim to be or labeled as liars. So next time something is happening that you aren't sure about, don't know enough about, or has become a topic of focus, go and have a look and see for yourself and make your own decision on the people, on the kaupapa, on the energy, on the meaning, on the reason, based on what you see and feel. I had somebody ask me recently, and aroha mai, I'm going to round all of this show off in a minute, but I had somebody ask me recently how we get past the division, and I answered like this. Division is a mathematical equation, so let's do some basic math, not only on the hikoi, but on all of the chaos right now. We subtract whatever is trying to divide, and 9 times out of 10, that is politicians or politics. So we subtract what is trying to divide. Add yourself to the equation. Add your perspective, add your questions, your input, your wisdom, your whakaaro, add your knowledge, add your want for a better nation, and multiply the power to make this a better place for future generations. Subtract the division, add yourself, and multiply the power to make this nation better. That is humanity mathematics. There's so much more I could speak on and probably should speak on, but a lot of it is personal opinion and stance and perspective, and the reality is, having an opinion in itself has become divisive. But at the end of the day, until we find harmony, doesn't need to be unity, but harmony within our differences, we are going to be forever bickering back and forth, then we die, and our tamariki and their children have to clean up the mess that we didn't. Māori ora.
You're now listening to the Truth Speaker Show with Tobias Tahi, right here on your very own Reality Check Radio, RCR, your home for music with a side of truth and freedom.
Thanks for tuning in to RCR, Reality Check Radio. Do you like what you're listening to or dislike what you're listening to? Either way, we want to hear from you. Get in touch with us now. You can text us with your message to 2057, that's 2057, or email us at inbox@realitycheck.radio. We'd love to hear from you, so connect with us today.
We live in a world where politicians and the media and the dominant culture is to slice and dice us and divide us. What I love about RCR is it brings us together, joins us up, makes us feel part of something bigger than us, and builds this great human connection.
Within 2 weeks of my having a show on RCR, we had journalists from the legacy media begging the Prime Minister to cancel RCR. That's how used to suppressing the truth the legacy media have become. That's how quickly we can make a difference. They failed to cancel me, they failed to cancel RCR.
It's all about freedom in the end. Freedom of thought, freedom of speech, freedom of association, freedom of travel, medical freedom, freedom to bring up your own family as you see fit, freedom to say the climate crisis is a scam, freedom to say that the transgender movement is sinister, freedom.
It's absolutely vital we keep this narrative going, because certainly the other side, the alarmist side, is really amping it up. I just find using climate and everything around climate, that was quite funny, really, wasn't it?
We are here to really transform the shape of what media is going forward, which is such an honor and such an exciting stage to be in.
You've got to have both sides of the story, and that's what we're here to do.
We want to have these conversations. We want to be able to talk about the stuff. We want to be able to say the things that you guys are saying to yourself in whispered conversations in case someone else might hear at the supermarket.
Here what we get is a checking of reality. And checking out reality is the very essence of our mental health and our survival.